Hello, this is season 2 of Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. My name is Chanel, and I'm so glad you're here today. I have so many feelings about the start of season 2. Excitement, nervousness, hopefulness. But I guess that's fitting, because season 2 is all about emotions and how we feel, and how we deal with how we feel. This season, we're going to follow the adventures of a very special animal. It's the animal that Peace Out listeners voted to be our new main character. It's a red panda. Her name is Kala, and we'll learn more about her today. We'll follow Kala as she explores the wild jungles of Asia and climb the Himalayan mountains, and meet other animal friends and even foes along the way. Each week, Kala will face new challenges and solve mysteries and problems, as well as deal with her emotions. This week, we're going to learn a little bit more about red pandas and talk about the feeling of calmness. What does it mean to be calm, and how do you get there? For now, let's get right to our calm down countdown. Sit in a comfortable position on your bed or on the floor. For some, that might mean crossing your legs. For others, stretching them out may feel better. Wherever and however you feel most comfortable, that's where you should be. Close your eyes. Rest your hands on your knees or lap. Lift up your chin so that it is parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Keep breathing like this as I do the calm down countdown. Try breathing in as I say each number and out in between. Ready? 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Excellent. How are you feeling right now? Think of your answer in your head. Do you feel calmer? Sleepy? However you feel is okay. The important thing is how you deal with how you feel. Take the feeling of calmness, for example. I wonder how many of you said you felt calmer now. Feeling calm means that nothing is bothering you or annoying you for the time being. Your mind and body feel peaceful, quiet, and you're feeling relaxed. Maybe you feel calm right before going to bed, under a heavy or weighted blanket, reading a book, or after a nice cuddle or hug from your family. Everyone finds calm in a different way. Do you know when Kala the red panda feels calm? It's when she's high up in her home in the trees, in the temperate forests at the foot of the Himalayan mountains in Asia. Red pandas can be found in tree canopies 2,000 to more than 4,000 meters in the air. That's taller than your house or apartment. And here where I live, there's the CN Tower in Toronto. It's one of the tallest buildings in the world. And those trees that red pandas hang out in are even taller than that. And red pandas hang out right on top. let's pretend to look up at those tall, tall trees. Lift your chin up as you imagine the long trunks shooting up towards the sky and the umbrella of green leaves, all different shades of green, right above your head. Just a little bit of sunlight is peeking through that thick canopy of leaves, and the light is winking as the branches sway in the wind. You can slowly look forward again. Let's sit up tall now, so that your back is straight and your chin is lifted a little. Pretend that there's a thread attached to the top of your head. What color is your thread? Now the thread is gently tugging up so that you feel your upper body straighten. There. Keep your eyes closed and lift your arms so that your fingertips are pointing to the sky. Spread out your fingers. Imagine that you're one of these tall, tall trees, and start to gently wave your arms and body from left to right, left to right. There's a warm breeze blowing through your leaves, and they're making a sound. Keep waving slowly, and then come to a stop and slowly lower your arms down. Take the next moment to lie down and get comfortable. Red pandas are not just great with heights and super cute, but they're amazing climbers too. Not only can they climb up those tall trees, but they're one of the very few mammals that can climb down trees head first. Now that you're lying down, give your legs a wiggle. As red pandas climb downwards, they will rotate their ankles. Let's rotate our ankles too. Lift one leg off the floor, and then rotate your foot, make circles with it, in one direction. Now try the other direction. Okay, rest that leg back on the floor and lift up the other one now. Rotate that foot in one direction and now the other. Rest your leg back on the floor. It's time to relax from nose to toes. Let's focus on our breathing first. Put one or both hands on your stomach. Start to slow down your breathing, taking a long, deep breath in through your nose, letting your belly fill up like a balloon as you do, and then feel your belly button pulling towards the ground as you let your breath out just as slowly through your mouth. Deep breath in through your nose again, and deep breath out through your mouth. Good. Keep breathing like this, and as you do, feel your head getting heavier, sinking into the ground with each breath out. If you need to, shift your head or shoulders so that your neck and shoulders are comfortable, and then relax them. If you're tensing your muscles, just let that go so that your neck and shoulders sink lower towards the ground. Keep breathing. Now let's make a fist with our hands and squeeze them tightly. Tense up your arm muscles too. Squeeze tight. And now let them go and feel them fall and sink into the ground. Feel them sink even deeper with your next breath out. Let's focus on our middle now. If you need to, move your hips down a little so that your back feels comfortable. Keep all the parts we've relaxed already nice and loose while we relax our legs. Let's give them a wiggle again. Wiggle them for a few seconds And when you're ready, just let them fall wherever they want to fall. And now our feet. Point your toes, reaching as far as you can, trying to touch the wall. And now flex your toes and point them towards your nose. Point your toes again towards the wall and flex them and point them towards your nose. Point one more time and flex. And now relax them. Give them a shake and let them go loose. Well done. How do you feel right now? When you're ready, slowly open your eyes and sit up in a comfortable position. Close your eyes one more time. Feeling calm is feeling at peace when nothing is bothering you or when you're not letting it bother you. If you feel calm right now, take a second to just memorize that feeling. How are you breathing right now? How does your calm feel? Sometimes we're told that we just need to calm down, and that can be hard to do when you're already upset and without some help. Remembering times when we did feel calm, like now hopefully, can help us get back to that place. Why is it important to practice getting to this place of peace? Every day is made up of a lot of different moments. Some will be happy, some sad, some frustrating, some that make us feel anxious or nervous. And to balance all these different types of emotions, we need moments of calm, of peace. Imagine you're a scale. Put out your hands, palms facing up. Now let's pretend that there is a pitcher full of moments from your day that's pouring out like sand onto one of your hands. They're strong moments that make you feel strong feelings, both positive and negative. As more pour out, slowly lower that hand and lean towards that side. Now our scale is off balance, isn't it? But if we remember to pause and make time to have a quiet or peaceful moment or two every day, we can help balance ourselves. Stay leaning to one side, but now pretend that a second pitcher of calm and peaceful moments is now pouring out sand on the opposite hand, and start to lean back to center until your palms are at the same level again and your body's at center. That's better, isn't it? You can place your palms on your knees now. Feeling calm can help us make better choices too. When we're feeling agitated or upset, it's hard to focus on making good choices. The choices that will help make things better and that are kind to us and the people around us. So how about trying this? Pick a time of day to do your own mini calm down countdown, like the one we do at the beginning of every peace out story. It could be right when you wake up, or right before you go to sleep. It can be any time, as many times as you want. Think of a time of day right now that would work for you. During that time, just close your eyes if you can and count down from five, taking a deep breath in as you say the numbers in your head and breathe out in between the numbers. Give it a try right now. Count down to five in your head and breathe. Easy, right? Remember, try doing a mini calm down countdown at least once a day. Maybe you can even ask a grown-up to practice this with you. It only takes 5 seconds. While it could help you calm down when you're feeling upset, if you practice doing this every day when you're not upset, it will make it easier to calm down the next time you are feeling angry or frustrated. We'd love to hear if you try this and how it works for you. Or if you have other ways that help you calm down, we'd love to hear about that too so we can share it with everyone. Maybe your way will work for someone else too. And if we all keep sharing and helping each other, then we can help make the world a kinder place. We're all different, so different things will work for different people or different times, and that's okay. You can tweet us at Peace Out Podcast, send us a message on Facebook at Bedtime FM, or email peaceout@bedtime.fm. Next week, we'll get to know Calla the Red Panda a bit better as her story begins. We'll also explore the feeling of curiosity as Calla has to make the decision whether or not to go on a big adventure. Until then, peace out and peace within. Peace Out is a Bedtime FM podcast. This episode of Peace Out was written by me, Chanel Sang, and produced by Rob Griffiths. You can subscribe to Peace Out on the Apple Podcast app, Stitcher, Google Play. You can also listen through our website, bedtime.fm/peaceout. You can find questions about every story and emotion in the episode description on your podcast app or on our website to help keep the conversation going at home or in the class. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being you. Thank you.